with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Debbie isn't through with South Carolina just yet. The tropical storm made a second landfall early this morning near Bulls Bay, about 25 miles up the coast from Charleston, dumping more heavy rain on the waterlogged south. His neighborhood underwater, Will Ault, says he can now cast a line outside his back door.
But they've made their way into here, so that's how deep the water is coming from these areas. It was enough for the fish to swim into the neighborhood.
And now the flooding threat moves north. Debbie expected to bring torrential rains to the mid-Atlantic and the northeast in the next couple of days. A powerful 7.1 earthquake has struck off Japan's southern coast, triggering a tsunami advisory. Also at SRNNews.com, turning the tables on the media. At yesterday's Harris-Walz rally in Wisconsin, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance strolled up to reporters, asking them if Kamala Harris has explained why she will not take their questions.
I think it's really disgraceful, both for Kamala Harris, but also for a lot of the American media that participates in this stuff, to have a person who's been the presumptive nominee of the Democrat Party for 17 days and refuses to take a single question from the American media.
And Harris's running mate Tim Walz did not answer when asked about the stolen valor allegations arising from his time in the National Guard. Asked about that, Walz just turned around and walked away. In Utah, a man who murdered his girlfriend's mother back in 1998 has been put to death, the state's first execution since 2010. Several Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna canceled following arrests in a suspected ISIS-inspired terrorist plot. Wall Street tumbled again yesterday. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 1% at the close. This morning, NASDAQ futures 9 points higher, Dow futures down 78. This is SRN News. Two Democratic congresswomen and a congressman are being sued.
A group of anonymous plaintiffs accuse Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, and Jamal Bowman of New York of, quote, inciting and encouraging harassment of Jewish students on college campuses. A particular concern is the anti-Israel encampment that was formed on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Congressman Bowman lost his campaign for re-election last month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana's Attorney General is asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit it seeks to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. The suit was filed in June by parents of Louisiana public school kids with various religious backgrounds who contend the law violates First Amendment language, forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. This is SRN News. Amid a sense of dread and uncertainty, Israel is on edge, archenemy Iran continuing to threaten to attack the Jewish state. An update from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Tension is rising, fear building. As the Middle East awaits what could be a massive retaliation against Israel in the aftermath of the assassinations of two notorious terror proxies, Hamas's Ismail Haniyeh and Hezbollah's Fuad Shukra. A major diplomatic plea to Iran is underway as governments ask that civilians not be targeted. For their part, the terrorist organizations appear to be messaging that whatever is planned is not intended to push the region into a violent abyss, a suggestion none of the parties put much faith in. Governments are ordering diplomats home while on the street, Russia is believed to be playing a role in keeping the lid on. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.